Welcome to thenutgallery.com. Today we have on the line Rosario Dawson, and she talks to us about her upcoming film, Trance. Trance is a film directed by Danny Boyle with an April 5th release date. Trance is about an art auctioneer who has become mixed up with a group of criminals and partners with a hypnotherapist in order to recover a lost painting. Rosario Dawson plays a therapist, and we have her on the line to answer a few questions. What made you take on the role of Elizabeth the Therapist?
I remember reading this script and just thinking, oh, wow. I don't get something like this across my desk very often, and I'm excited because I feel ready to take something like this on. And knowing that it was Danny Boyle and Vincent Cassell and James McAvoy and, you know, Sitarat and Anthony Zodmantle and all the people who are part of it, you know, as risky as the film clearly jumped off the page, you know, as it's exciting, it's a journey, it's a puzzle, it's all of these great things, but it's definitely not some like surefire hit. This, everyone's going to get this, they're going to be, you know, every aspect of it is going to like connect, you know, because some people, you know, especially just nudity alone can like be really kind of throw people. And so it was like, are we going to bare our souls and it be completely understood? It was like, well, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do know I'm going to be doing this experience, having this experience with some of the most clever, intelligent, talented people there is and are out there at all in this industry. And I'm excited to rise to the challenge of trying to respect what the script can bring to an audience. And now I get it, you know, like having talked to Danny, who had wanted to do this project for a lot of years, I now watching the film can go, I can see why this was an incessant thing in the back of your brain that you had to get done. Because if this movie is what's been playing in your head, then oh my God, thank you for giving me a chance to be a part of it.
What are your thoughts on filming the nude scene for this movie?
It wasn't, you know, it's interesting because that's, you know, it's nerve-wracking and sort of like all the obvious sort of ways, you know, but not really, you know. It's more like, you know, I don't want to walk funny and like make a big meal out of it or something, because it's not about that, you know. And you kind of just give yourself over to the experience and know that you've got some really great, incredible maestros at the helm, and I'm not going to think about how it's being shot or how it lit or, you know, any of those different things. I'm just going to participate, and I'm just going to do the scene from the center of it and where it needs to be, you know, what's actually happening. And what's happening in that scene is, you know, a big reveal, and it's not her physical self and the vulnerability or a sexiness or appeal or any of those different things that could be very much exploited in an average film. It's actually a piece of the puzzle. You know, it's an attempt to unlodge a memory or crack open, you know, someone's psyche and get to this place, which is what they're all going after, which is to get past this person's amnesia and get to where this painting is. And that felt really exciting to know that this was part of another part of the puzzle. And I took as much care with it as I did with her cadence and her speaking, you know, the way she physically looked, the clothing, all of the different aspects of Elizabeth that we were fastidious about, because they were all major points of revelation, potentially, about where this character is and where the story is going.
What did you do to get ready for this film?
It was really, I have to say, I don't always relish going into research mode for characters, and sometimes it doesn't feel like you need to, but in this one, it was so important to kind of get into the premise of what this film was. And, you know, it's that hypnotherapy works, and it works on a very high level. So how do I feel about hypnotherapy? That was an interesting thing for myself to kind of discover, and going and meeting with different hypnotherapists and seeing their different techniques and really the professionalism around it, how many people that this helps, the reality of how it relates to propaganda or illusion or storytelling or imagination, our dreams and our fantasies and our nightmares. All of that is us connecting to a part of our brain that is a trance. It's very self-delusory, you know, like you can get lost in a memory and actually forget yourself for 5, 10, 15 minutes, an hour, suddenly you realize has gone by and you weren't there where you are. You were actually in a memory from 5 years earlier where you were in an argument or with someone that that you love who is now passed, and you can just be gone in it. And so it was really great to connect to that sort of level of it and understand that as an actor, actually, it is really great to be and perform someone who's a hypnotherapist, because it really isn't that so much different than what I do for a living to a certain extent, and to bring the level of confidence and respect towards it that of all the people that I met who do it as a profession. I really, I admire what they do, and I hope that they're watching this movie and going, okay, you didn't do another film that makes us all just look like magicians and who do parlor tricks, you know, but that there's a real science to what they do. And I think this film really goes into it quite deeply.
What do you like most about this movie?
I love that this is a three-hander kind of film. You know, I love that this was about a dynamic and a power shift that kept moving among these three different people, and that you could never truly put your finger on it. That's part of the puzzle and trying to figure it out, that, you know, you're used to sort of watching something and I try to identify, okay, that's a good guy, that's a bad guy, that's the protagonist, that's the antagonist. And then it makes you very comfortable and you can sit back and watch the rest of the story unfold. And this one, every single detail of everything kind of goes up. Anything that you presuppose about a certain character, what you're reading into with what they say or how they say something, by the time you get to another revelation, another piece of the puzzle that falls in your lap, you're going, wait, I thought I liked this person, or I thought I was scared of this one, and this one's actually the one to be kind of mindful about, and you know, this gangster falling in love, like, you know, it's just so everybody's dynamic keeps shifting, and not in that sort of, you know, way where it's a nice arc that you get to and everybody feels really good. It actually, it just keeps shifting all the time and challenging our idea even of how a movie is supposed to be structured, what a lead is supposed to look like. And I really dug that. You know, you really, I think, do come away from realizing and realize that this is, you know, a boy's movie that has a woman at the center of it. And the fact that it's both is kind of remarkable and a testament to Danny and the script that John wrote and the story that we're telling, where everything about it is somewhat unsettling and thrilling and exciting and interesting and different. And it feels very modern in that sense as a film. I don't think I've ever read or seen anything like it before.
Once again, the movie is Trance, and it's to be released on April 5th.